You are now tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga.
So Minister Farrakhan thinks that black people should have their own state.
Really, nigga?
I tell you what, if black people did have their own state, that state would be poverty-stricken, crime-ridden, and it would be the most violent state in the union. Let's keep it real. According to statistics, gang. And I remember when we were kids and we can make fun of someone else's race without being seen as a racist. Ah, the good old days. That's right, gang. You are tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show. Hashtag Uncle Tom Show. Uncle Tom Show on the TuneIn app, iTunes, Podomatic, wherever you listen to fine podcasts. I've always had this thing. I mean, do black people really want equality or do they want favoritism? Minister Farrakhan thinks black people should have their own state. In a recent speech in front of 18,000 people, Minister Farrakhan said, and I quote, "Black people should have their own state." Doesn't that go against everything the Martin Luther Kings of the world, the Rosa Parkses of the world fought so hard for? It literally goes against everything. But then again, Farrakhan really he's always, what do they say? He's danced to the tune of his own drum. I want to talk about that in a little while. Definitely want to chat with you about that because, see, let me light this blunt real quick. I have a huge problem with black people who want to be separated. See, I don't want to be separated. And you guys are lumping me, because I am black, into this fucking retarded pool. And I'm not going to say too much bad about Minister Farrakhan today, because that's a very powerful man, and he's one of the few people in the world that actually scare me. I'm sure if my career takes off, which I'm hoping it will, that Minister Farrakhan and I will more than likely cross paths, because I pretty much disagree with everything he stands for. Especially this. But let's keep it 1,000, gang. If black people did have their own state, like Minister Farrakhan wants, if we did, that state would be the most crime-ridden, poverty-stricken, violent state in the union. Okay? Because every neighborhood that black people are the majority of, it's a shitty neighborhood. Let's keep it 1,000, guys. Okay? You come to my show to listen to some sugary shit. You ain't getting that on the Uncle Tom Show. Okay? We all know, according to FBI statistics, most neighborhoods that are the majority black people are shitty. Okay? Let's keep it real. Can we keep it real at least? If we could do one thing in this goddamned world, can we fucking keep it real? No, everybody's afraid to keep it real because you will offend somebody and you're gonna hurt somebody's feelings. No, I'm sorry. When I drive and I see Martin Luther King neighborhood, I know I'm in a shitty neighborhood. And why is that? Why is every... Put that blunt out. Why is every single Martin Luther King. In every part of the country, it's a shitty neighborhood. I mean, you will never see a Martin Luther King in Bel Air. You will never see a Martin Luther King in St. Charles. Let's just keep it real, gang. When it comes to neighborhoods, everything that black people touch goes to shit. They're like the Midas, what is it, the Midas touch? The nigga Midas, everything he touched turned to gold. When it comes to property value and all of that shit, everything niggas touch turns to shit. Okay? You're talking to somebody who just bought a house, and I see all the prices, and you skim through the black neighborhoods for shits and giggles, because I'm not going backwards, sorry. You skim through the black neighborhoods for shits and giggles, and the prices are so low. It's sad. That's why when right now I just moved to this is like a white, upper, middle Latino neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? We got a bunch of Asians sprinkled around in the neighborhood I live in now. But just moved from the hood, which I love, but I just want to go visit the hood. I don't want to live in the hood. I'll go visit my favorite taco spot. My favorite soul food spot. But that's about it.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
Overload, don't like to smoke them swishers, ho. If you hit my liquor store, it's 50 cents for single pokes. Said she wanna roll with me and smoke up all my weed. I said, baby, just buy that cheese, cause you can't smoke for free. I got some love, but no money, babe, buy me a Fiji. She said, you need a job, bitch, fuck a job, I still get cheese.
Cell phones, Mr. Motherfucker Dot. Mr. I be on that block. 1207, fucker op. They hear my name, they see my squad. Rolling dope up on the spot. I'm with your bitch, she on my job. Ain't got no time to love a dot. Got niggas mad, my flow so hot. Got niggas mad, my squad won't stop. We in the game, won't take no loss. I'm sipping water out the bar. Got lean all in my fucking Sprite. Turning up on fucking sight. Mr. Kenny Powers, gotta take your girlfriend home tonight, bitch.
And I'm smoking on that widow when you see it out the window. Got a dusty OT looking by me, live a sipper. Growing up, I was always in the middle. So I gotta hold it down for my older and my little and my brothers besides me. So fuck it, we mob a deep. Always grinding, no finding me. But I be an LG. If you little fuck boy, lame ass, wanna creep. And I live by the limit, cause that fucker chose me.
Said she wanna roll with me and smoke up all my weed. I said, baby, just buy that cheese, cause you can't smoke for free. I got some law, but no money, babe, buy me a Fiji. She said, you need a job, bitch, fuck a job, I still get cheese, cheese.
Yeah. All right, 1207, this bitch.
Brett says, MLK Boulevard in Sacramento is shit, my good man. It's shit right here in Linwood. It's shit in Watts. It's shit in LA. It's shit everywhere. Our strongest black leader, I have to say that, Martin Luther King of all time. Now it's just a bunch of fucking, we got the retarded Reverend Jesse Jackson and the fucking idiot, who's the other guy? Al Sharpton! Oh yeah, race bait and Al Sharpton. Those two morons. They couldn't hold Martin Luther King's dick while he pissed. We need Martin Luther King's back. And dare I say, we even need some fucking Malcolm X's. Cause these two idiots are representing us. They're representing me. I didn't get no fucking email saying, yeah, would you like Jesse Jackson and the Reverend Al Sharpton to represent you as a black person? Because I would have checked, hell the fuck no. But somebody gave them the term black leaders. The media, you stupid idiots. They're feeding this stuff to you. The media termed them black leaders. So now there are black leaders. They're both pieces of shit. We need Martin Luther Kings who want to bring us together. These guys want to tear us apart. These guys and Mr. Farrakhan, who once again thinks that all black people should have their own state. What state would that be, Mr. Farrakhan? And would you live there? I highly doubt it. I'm sure you'd stay right where you are in your million-dollar mansion. I'm sure. Because I'm sorry, you're full of shit too. You're full of shit too. We need to come together and all of this is tearing us apart. And I'm not cool with it. So in a nutshell, fuck Jesse Jackson, fuck Al Sharpton. They can both eat a dick and die of ass cancer for all I care. The NAACP issues national travel advisory warning black people to not fly American Airlines. Here we go again. Separating us. What happened? Did a stewardess say something wrong to you, Mr. Black Man? And what happened now? It's racist because she had an attitude and she didn't bring you your orange juice in 5 minutes? What stirred this stupid shit? I'll tell you what. If American Airlines has the cheapest flights, American Airlines is getting my motherfucking business. See, look, if I'm gonna save $70 for my trip from LA to San Antonio on American Airlines, then God damned it, I'm chilling on American Airlines. Travel advisory. I wonder what brought this on. Someone look that up for me. What brought on this travel advisory that black people should be careful flying on American Airlines in fear of being targeted for their race? God, I'm starting to hate everybody. Starting to hate everyone. I touched on this briefly on my last show, but I didn't even delve deep into it. Speaking of people I don't like, things I hate, Colin Kaepernick, and I told you guys this a long time ago, Colin Kaepernick just signed a $1 million book deal. I told you guys months ago that this man will make more money not playing football than he did playing football, all because of this stupid, retarded kneeling thing that he did. Ugh. You guys know I still have not watched a football game this season. I've watched college, but I have not watched NFL game this season because of this fucking dick. This stupid, tall, lanky, lopsided afro motherfucker. Would you cut that stupid afro? That is the dumbest fucking afro in the history of afros. I hate your afro. I hate everything about you. But yes, this dipshit will make a lot more money not playing football than he ever will playing football. You guys just sit back and watch. He's gonna laugh all the way to the fucking bank. But I stopped watching football, and I'm so glad, because apparently this past weekend, the Houston Texans, they all kneeled in unison to protest their owner, who apparently made a statement about, we can't let the inmates run the asylum. Inmates meaning the NFL players. And they all took offense to that, so they kneeled in unison. Yeah. Tuned out. So glad I didn't even turn that game on, and I'm not the only one. Once again, NFL ratings are down. Down, down, down. Because we don't care about your stupid opinion, Mr. NFL player. Would you just fucking block and make sure the quarterback doesn't get tackled? That's all I care about. I don't care about your stupid fucking social political opinion. I don't give two motherfucks. Run, nigga, run. Shit's getting ridiculous. And maybe if the Houston Texans would focus more on the game instead of some stupid-ass protest, their record wouldn't be below 50%. Just a thought.
That was me and BK on Atlantic. Never looked both ways, ran in traffic. Pops went away, but I stayed vagrant. Place where the steel and cement became nature. Look what you did with the place, it looks gorgeous. Cityscape with a flood of good men courses. And the dreamers of bull trapped in porcelain. Take a knee to the gods and get horseshit. Wanna live with a thrill, they'll arrange it. Got a bevy of imps to spit hatred. Shit'll get in your head and cause panic. Have you desperately begging to get famous. Get your dignity dirty and left orphaned. Sanity on the fringe of distorted. Who are they to just take shit and hoard it? Who am I that I don't get my portion? The most impressionable minds get molested and informed by manipulating forces. Don't fret, little man, don't cry. They can never take the energy inside you were born with. Knowing that, understand you can never be poor. You already won the war, you were born rich. You can only take the energy you had. Going back to the ground where the home of your lord is. Whoever, whatever that lord is. Couldn't give a fuck if you ever made fortunes. Fuck anyone ever trying to run that pump shit. Send it to the flames where the orcs live. Him and the lost minds thinking they're smarter than us. Don't understand love's important. And we can weaponize that, bring it back to the truth where the ashes and dust got formed in.
I just don't like the whole, we have the black this, the black student union, the black, you know, it's, I don't know why we always want to be separated. And it bothered me, the school that my wife went to, Cal State LA, they actually have a black student union that it's all, and they have their own separate dorms. It's all black people in their dorms. They're separated, and they specifically wanted this. Mm-mm. Come on, guys. Separation ain't gonna do shit. We're all fucking Americans. Start acting like it, black people. It's getting old. It's really getting old. And right now, white people are yawning, and they just don't care about your stupid crying wolf bullshit. That everything is racist, and we need to separate because if we see nothing's been good since we've been hanging out with the white man, so we might as well separate. Black people, you and I both know. Listen to my voice and listen, look into my fucking eyes. You and I both know right now, anybody who wants to be separated and have their own state and agrees with Louis Farrakhan, you and I both fucking know that that is going to be the shittiest state in America. It's going to be the shittiest state. Okay, so stop fucking being stupid and playing dumb and, oh, we're going to progress if we had our own state. Look at Detroit. Look at Chicago. Look at New Orleans. Look at Compton. Look at Watts. Look at Houston. Look at any place, other fucking place that's inhabited by mostly black people. It's shitty. It's fucking shitty. Okay? I had to close my window. I forgot I live in a white neighborhood. You probably think I'm in here with my wife and shit. Sorry, white people. My bad. I have insulated windows now, so now they can't hear shit I say. But I just went on a fucking tirade right now, and all the dogs in the neighborhood are barking. Sorry, white people. Not beating my wife, I promise. Promise. But yeah, I gotta disagree with Louis Farrakhan on that. Not cool. Just to wrap it up, When we were kids, we made fun of each other. We had fun. If we had a Jewish person in our group with a big ass nose, we made fun of him for his big ass nose. Okay? And he made fun of the Mexican dude in the group. And the Mexican dude made fun of the black dude. And the black dude made fun of the white dude. And we all fucking got along and played kickball. And it was fun. And there were no adults around saying, don't say this, don't say that. That's not nice. That's not proper. You shouldn't say that. You're gonna offend someone. That's not nice. I hate you all. That's the voice I hear when you fucking piece of shit, politically correct crybabies talk like that, okay? When we were kids, we had fun. We had fun and we didn't fucking act like little bitches. Stop it, okay, guys? Do you want America to be the most pussiest country in the world? Huh? If not, then stop it. Knock it off. Let me get the fuck out of here. Make sure you check out the Uncle Tom Show, hashtag Uncle Tom Show on any social media. Uncle Tom Show on the TuneIn app, Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic, wherever fine podcasts can be heard. And please tell a friend about my show. And YouTube, I need you. I need you on YouTube, yo. My YouTube numbers suck. My YouTube numbers suck. I need you on YouTube, y'all. Follow me on YouTube, Uncle. Follow me on Dusty Angel Media, actually. It's Dusty Angel Media. Please, please, please. I appreciate each and every one of you for doing that. If you guys do that, my numbers will continue to grow. I'm going to be out of here, gang. Be safe out there. And work harder. Because millions on welfare depend on you.
I was born to make music, born to be a writer, born to be a producer, cause my flow's tighter. I try to accommodate, but I can't wait. Gotta follow my dreams, my passion, and my faith. Living life without fear, in the shadow of death. Looking the devil in his eyes, feeling his hot breath. And I will never sell my soul for financial gain. Life is hard like a rock with its joy and pain. Make the beat bang, hoping I can alleviate pressure. Before it explodes, get the scales I gotta measure. The feather suspended and floating in the air. Time waits for no man, that's why I'm in the rocking chair. Looking back in my life, thinking it's ready to go. I got a guy giving talent with the lyrical flow. So liquid, you can drink it like a 2 liter. Turn up the bass and don't pop my tweeters.
Price with the way that I spit this rhyme. Cause I know that my words are divine. Price. Price is the life that I be living. Cause I know that my sins are forgiven.
Price.
What?
I went to sleep to wake up and woke up to have a dream. I'm living intoxicated, my flow is just like a stream. Running downhill, but in the wild, it's gotta reach the ocean. The size of the boat, but the motion when I'm coasting. Got my sail up, cool breeze coming from the west. Life is more than an adventure, a scan trying to test. A number 2 pencil, I'm using a black pen. Making squiggly lines, I'm determined I gotta win. You only live once, well, some people twice. If he put his hands on you, then nigga, you better fight. Survival of the fittest, you better go flex your muscles. 10% talent and the other 90 hustle. This music ain't real, it's we reality hip hop. It's like an IV, all I hear is the drip drop. Steadily I'm fading and falling back to sleep. I'm trying to keep my eyes open to get them out of they see them so.
Price, with the way that I spit this rhyme. Cause I know that my words are divine.
Price.
Come on. Price is the life that I be living. Cause I know that my sins are forgiven.
Price.
What is that?
Price.
Roaches in my cereal, rats on the floor, living in the projects, it's cocaine galore. Mama cooking up bologna on a hot frying pan. A knock at the door, there goes the dope man, screaming, where my money, bitch? Put a knife to a throat. I didn't get my county check, but my son got a new coat. Got a yesterday down the street from the Zodis on the corner. Little nigga ain't cold, it ain't raining in California. Mama said when it's pouring, the Lord is crying. But I wanted to get away, I had a vision of flying. Think about dying, but I didn't know what life was about. I was just a little boy, already filled with doubt. I saw a lot as a kid, my mama didn't hide thing. Life's an everyday struggle, bound to be king. I'm still trying to chase my dreams and get away from the demon. Sex my 9mm, I'm shooting semen. I'm
Price, with the way that I spit this rhyme. Cause I know that my words are divine.
Price.
Come on. Price is the life that I be living.
Price.
Cause I know that my sins are forgiven.
Price.
What?